All right, guys. As you know, we selected T.J. Yeldon here with our second pick to be running back, and we're rather excited about it. So,
what do you like about him?
His size, his his foot quickness, his instincts, his run vision, his three down ability, ability to catch the ball. He's got excellent hands, a very good route runner. He's got the size to be a very good pass protector, and other than that, I think the way he runs, you know, he's got ability to break long ones, but he's a patient runner, and he gets the most out of what's there.
Last week you said that you could wait till the fourth and fifth round to get a good running back. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you didn't want to wait on this guy.
No, you know what? We had three guys up there that we felt like could be really good backs for us. The first two went in the first round, and he was the third. And after that, we felt like there was a little bit of drop off. There were some good players still available at that position, but we felt like to get one of those top three guys that we had, that would be a win for us.
When you evaluated him, what stood out with his fumbles? Or was that a concern?
It wasn't really a concern for us. I think he cleaned it up this year more so than last year. And I think with anything, and I know our coaching staff here makes that a priority of taking care of the ball. And, we've had running backs that have had a lot of fumbles in college and come in here and have not done it. And you see with even some of the guys that may have had fumbles in year one and come back in year two, and like D-Rob in terms of taking care of the ball a little bit better. And so it's a coaching point that we emphasize here, and we feel like that it's an area where our players can get better at it, for one. And two, it's not a stat that translates, from college to the NFL or from year to year for that matter.
Does it help that he, with the running back position, do you like a guy that competed in the SEC?
Yeah, I think with anything, if you can get a guy that competes in the SEC, he's playing against the top, level of competition and really probably college football, along with the speed of the game. Down here in the South, is he's going against fast, fast defenders, and those holes close close to about as fast as they close at this level, too.
You said that before that adding running back would kind of be the last piece to mm-hmm. the puzzle there. Yeah. Does this pick signify that you feel really good in that process, that you're further along than maybe you would anticipate, or you just couldn't pass him up?
I think it was just an opportunity to get a player that we felt really good about, and that just happened to be a running back, and maybe it may be early, maybe it won't be. So I think if now is as good a time as any.
How much of a percentage of a load do you like your number one running back to carry? Ballpark figure.
I would say, and I'd have to ask Greg Olsen what his thoughts are, but I don't think in today's game in the NFL that you can have a guy that's taking the load 23, 25 snaps a game every week in and out. I think you probably like their carry somewhere between, probably 250 to 260 for the year. And when you get towards that 300 mark, I think you're starting to reach a threshold there.
There have been so many Alabama backs that have come out into the NFL in recent years. Do you compare him to any, like Ingram or Richardson or any of those guys when you're evaluating?
He's probably somewhere in between Ingram and Eddie Lacy in that aspect. He's got, the size of Eddie Lacy. He's got feet like Ingram, So he's a good mixture, and he's really good in the passing game.
Also, do you like the fact only 3 years in college, so maybe a limited amount of work?
I do like that, and he doesn't take a lot of shots, which when you watch him, too, he's a back that can get skinny in a hole, knows, has really good awareness of where his defenders are, and he feels the first level while he's seeing the second level, which is a really good trait for backs.
Need and best player available meet here?
Yeah, that's really what it was. And, we thought we'd have some trade scenarios. We had some teams call us last night, this morning, really kind of target to get up. I think a lot of them were probably targeting for Landon Collins, and then once he went, that kind of dried up.
How much does Greg's offense did that? Did you have to change the way you looked at running backs? Does he want something different than you probably previously had?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think we're going to still run some zone principles along with some gap principles. And TJ's a back that has very good burst, can get to the perimeter, and he can be a one-cut back to turn it up. And he's also got, a little stutter and go where he can be patient in the hole and then hit it, too, in the gap scheme. So it's really a good fit for both schemes.
It's one of the criticisms, I guess, I've read on him. Upright running style. Do you guys see that or no?
We don't. Well, he's 6'1" plus, so he's going to be a little bit upright, but he's 220, 221, 222. He's a little bit of a longer torso guy, which maybe gives you the illusion that he is upright, but he's got really good knee bend, and upon contact, he has good pad level.
A couple more guys.
Helps it play in the pro style.
Yeah, offense. Definitely helps they play in pro style. And when you talk to people at Alabama, they speak very highly of him. They will even be the first to admit when, you know, when he had some dings and left the game that they felt like that their offense lacked a little bit.
What does this mean for Denard?
I think
more special teams.
I think our plan is to use Denard as some kick return duties this year, but he's still going to be a really good prominent part of this offense. And you can never have enough good backs. And you know, we got Toby, we got Bernard Pierce, and we have Storm too there. So we have a stable of backs we feel good about, and they all bring a little element that's a little bit different than the other. So and some two back sets, you're going to see some different variations of guys in there too.
You won't carry five, though, will you?
We could carry five, yeah, because we won't have a fullback this year.